So good.
Oh, nothing like cold Budweiser, right?
Like a cold, frothy Budweiser to start the pilot number 60, man. It is so good. We got plenty to say. We got adventures that we have to review. We're back in the Long Beach studio number one.
Yeah.
Dude, we've done a handful of shows at your place. Now we're back at my place. It's quiet. It's cozy. Little Walt's taking a bath right now.
That's awesome.
Mama Walt's over there.
He was helping us set up earlier. Love that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a natural with the microphone and the headphones.
Oh, yes. It feels good. The pilot number 60. We got a lot to talk about. Like I said, we went down to Santa Barbara, spent a couple days there.
I wish I could represent over there, but no, I want to hear the stories, man.
We were there in spirit. You were there in spirit. Yeah. We did that. R.I.P. Chuck Berry. R.I.P. Chuck Berry. We'll talk a little bit about him and just the regular local stuff. Fonz, what's going on? What's up with you?
Oh, man. You know, just I'm loving Long Beach.
Yeah.
I'm loving Long Beach.
Yes.
You probably can't tell, but I'm like super burned right now. Ooh. Took a bike ride yesterday on a Sunday.
Okay.
So, you know, I just love Long Beach. So Instagram or anything has to do with Long Beach, I'm like trying to check that out.
All about it.
Facebook, Reddit, Long Beach. I'm always checking out what's going on. You signed me up and you helped me out, join the, what's it called, Nextdoor?
Nextdoor, baby. Next Did door. You get the Nextdoor yeah, app?
Yep, I got it.
I don't know. I mean, I have to imagine because how kick-ass it is. I have to imagine it belongs to other cities, right? Like, well, who knows? But if you do, get the freaking app because it's amazing.
It's really cool. Yeah. All the crazy stuff.
The neighborhood cheese man.
The cheese man, people selling stuff. And it just people helping each other out. You know, it's really, really cool. Like if you need to sell something. Oh, man. So I'm loving Long Beach, right? And I was showing Evelyn some pictures that people posted. I think the Instagram is We Heart Long Beach.
Okay.
So someone posted a picture of like this being neighborly. And they posted a picture of people leaving a bunch of lemons out in their front for free. You know, just people, if they need lemons, just to come pick them up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is so cool. So after my bike ride, I'm riding home. And right next door, there's someone else having lemons out there. So I was like, all right, thanks.
Double? Two?
Huh?
So two people?
Yeah, two people.
Oh, nice.
So then I go back to the I Love Long Beach. And there's other people getting lemons. So I guess it's lemon season right now, but I got me lemons at home now.
So you got lemons. Yeah. You didn't even need to have a lemon tree because everyone's just giving them away.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, I love this city, you know, giving free lemons away. Yeah. It's like, all right, what's coming in season? What else does people have in their backyard right now?
Dude, wait till they give like donuts away and then they give like turkey legs away. No, I'm just playing. One can wish. We're not there. We're not there yet. We're working on it.
I'm gonna start leaving beers outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Neighborly, right there.
Dude, that's awesome. So that was like a weekend stroll.
Yeah. So I on the way back from my bike ride, I went to the marina. I went to the Veterans. What is it? Veterans Stadium? No, not Veterans Stadium. The marina and just all over Long Beach. PCH. I was actually on the road on PCH. It's kind of scary, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big street and just...
You cross PCH in second on your bike.
Yes.
That intersection scares me even in a car, dude. I like try to avoid that.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty crazy and just... it was just fun to be out. And now I'm all burned. I was so tired yesterday because of the heat. But it was worth it, man. Just to check out the neighborhood.
So like everyone outside of California...
hates me.
No, it's true what they say, right? It's only Snoop Dogg and Warren G, and then that's it.
That's it. Yeah,
it's a blind, and that's it. There's nothing else to it. Oh, that's great, man.
So I'm just a rookie in Long Beach, you know. So
yeah. Now this was
trunking it out.
This wasn't in our show notes, but I just thought about this. What do you think is our identity? Like, We're original LA podcasters, one of the first podcasters in LA with a bunch of more talented podcasters than us, but we're part of that group and we started a long time ago and we, you know, for whatever it's worth, that old podcasting show that we had drew a boatload of people, And so, but we both now reside in Long Beach. Are we an LA podcast? Or are we an LB podcast? Or are we both? And I came across that from hashtagging some photos the other day. And I was like,
You felt which weird
way,
about it?
Not or weird, what? But which way is it going to end up going about? Or what's... So I was curious about your opinion. What'd you think about that?
I think we can do both. Just because we're LA County still?
That was my justification.
We're still LA County. I mean, even before, we never really lived in Los Angeles. It was Southgate, Monterey Park, different places, but not actually like...
True LA.
True LA. Like, it was in like LA. You didn't put LA in your... when you mailed stuff out, your return address didn't say LA.
You didn't go to court in LA.
Yeah.
Or jury duty.
So, I mean, we never actually lived in LA, but we were the LA podcasters as in LA County.
Yeah.
So we're still LA, man.
So you have no problem hashtagging both?
Nope. Not at all.
I don't know. Okay. Nope. I was just curious about what you thought about that.
Yeah. So I have no problem with that.
Sweet. Well, dude, shoot, man. I can't remember if I brought this up in previous podcasts or not, but I had some beef with this sign that's all over town, dude. I mean, dude, is this sign just kind of bug me? Because you know what, Fonz? I'm the type of guy that's like more prone to do stuff if I'm motivated to do things or inspired, right? Like if someone tells me, chug that beer. I'm like, excuse me? What do you mean chug that beer? But they say, dude, how good are you going to feel if you chug that beer? Down the hatch, dude. It's probably a dumb example because I would probably still chug the beer, but you catch my drift.
Yeah,
at the very least, in my inner core, that's how I'm gonna feel about things. I don't like getting told what to do. Me hago el burro, and that, you know, I make myself the ass, right, or the donkey.
You're just stubborn. You're like, you know, you just do it your way. Nobody's going to tell you until you feel motivated, right?
Yeah, but you know, but how has my way even become my way, right? Like, how does that even ever happen, or anyone's way? Somewhere, something has to happen. And I think it's more through motivation, being inspired, sharing a vision that belongs to your identity, right? So all these deep things. And that's where this stupid slow down sign that I see on the street freaking bugs me, dude. It's been out for about 8 months, maybe a little over, maybe close to a year, 8 months. But the thing says, and I want you to break down, I just want you to, like, I want to break down the sign. In little letters, it says, respect your neighborhood. That's kind of cool. I can buy off of that. In little letters on the bottom, it says, you live here, we live here. But in giant, overwhelmingly, larger lettering, it says slow down, right? And so I already know that because I was issued a driver's license that you get a question that asks you how fast are you supposed to drive in a residential area. I already know that. Don't tell me what the frick to do. So freaking Craig Wallace Group and KW Pacific Estates, don't tell me what to do. Freaking, they're on the sign. So I imagine they sponsored it.
They won't be our sponsors.
I hope they did. I hope they didn't write it. Because, I mean, literally, like, it's like, don't tell me what to do. Can I get like a please? Please slow down. Mm-hmm. There's children around. Something like that, right? But when I get to think like, yeah, I should slow down because there's children around. Like, that makes a lot of sense, and I'm happy to do it. But when there's a sign that, I mean, just look at it. I got it right here on my laptop. I mean, when it just yells at you, slow down, to me, it says, dude, if I'm doing the speed limit, that's not my problem. It's your parenting problem. Parent your kids and not cross the street. If the ball leaves, I mean, I grew up on 6th and Union. Those two streets are freaking, we got friends that grew up on Figueroa Street, like apartments on Imperial.
But, you know, if we didn't follow the rules when we were kids, we'd get our ass kicked. Well, not these kids anymore.
Well, they're going to get their ass kicked by my car if they jump in front of it, right? So that's going to hurt more.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, right? So to me, it sounds like, dude, put this sign, like, in front of your kid's face in the morning. That's how I feel. Like, dude, I'm following the speed limit. If you have a problem with the way that I'm driving, then why don't you take it with the city and have them reduce the speed limit? Do that. And then I'll slow down more than I'm already slowing down. And if I'm not slowing down, dude, call the cops. Like, literally call the cops. The more you call the cops, the more they'll patrol, the more they'll find me driving 15 miles an hour. So are there people that drive faster? Is this sign intended to be for those people? Probably. But I'm driving through there, so it's speaking out to me. So it's like, again, me hago el burro. Like, don't tell me what the frick to do. Dude, tell your kids what to do. You're gonna tell everyone around the neighborhood what to do, but your kids are like, no, let's not tell our kids what to do. You know, maybe they are, but I don't see a sign pointed in the other way, directed like toward the house for their kids to see it when they run out. And then maybe they're gonna be like, dude, you're talking crazy. You don't know because you don't have kids. Ah ha ha. Like white Eddie Murphy and Coming to America. I now have a kid. Ah ha ha. And I feel the same exact way that I did when before I didn't have a kid. So to me, a simple please, like, dude, if this is our neighborhood, if this is the sign saying like this is all of us, then I would imagine you would give me a little bit more respect in my neighborhood and say, hey, can you please be careful? Can you please slow down? Even in smaller letters. But if you're already driving below the speed limit, awesome. Thank you very much.
The only thing I have to say about that, Walt,
is I'm bored and old?
No, not at all. Is that I'm driving too fast to see that sign, bro. The only time I see it is when I'm walking, and I take it in a different way. It's like, respect our neighborhood. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I respect it. Slow down. And I was like, so I'm taking my walk, so I'm like, slow down.
Slow down.
Meditate, slow down my life. You know, just, take it all in.
Yeah.
Smell the neighborhood. I was like, all right, cool. Because when I'm driving, I never see that sign.
So it doesn't even matter. Nope. All you're doing is you're insulting more people than you are getting people to slow down. Yeah. I mean, who really does go, slow down.
Yeah.
You know, those people that go, slow down. They're responding to like a red sign or a city sign. They're not responding
or
to
the
this.
Cop that's pulled over on the side.
Yeah, just hanging out. Exactly.
Eating a donut.
Turn the sign around, have it face your kids and say, when that ball's rolling to the street, slow down. Yeah. Don't run into the street. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the backstory to this.
How do you feel now?
Mr. Craig Wallace Group. I'll call him out. I don't know about KW Pacific Estates. They still might be on my shit list. But Mr. Craig Wallace Group decided in a very calculating and incredible and creative way. He decided to advertise in a way that got to me. There's a breakfast joint that I go to. And I've been going to a lot because I'm not going to lie to you. Who can screw up a pancake? No one really can screw up a pancake, but this place makes really good pancakes. And so, I mean, the difference isn't much, but I just like this spot. It's called the Local Spot, and I go there and eat pancakes every day. So this last weekend, the placemats for the table said, today your coffee's on us. And then it had the Craig Wallace group. So they they literally paid for the whole, I don't know how long, maybe the whole day. You had free coffee the whole day. And then the placemat said, thank you for your support. We're a local company and your coffee's on us today. You know how much coffee I drink, dude. Dude, I was so happy, dude. I was like, dude, this is awesome. This is like straight local neighborhood. And then on the bottom right corner, it was this dumb sign from the people that brought you like this sign or whatever it was. Like he also, because his name's on this thing too. So
did you end up paying for your coffee?
Out of like protest, yeah. I'd be like, no, he won me over. Oh, I was like, cool, you know what? This guy's not a bad dude. I'm sure there's a human element to it. Maybe he's not, maybe what he lacks in freaking writing, that motivational writing, maybe what he lacks in motivational writing, he makes up for it in like
coffee.
Selling.
He makes it up in coffee?
He makes it up in coffee. Good deeds physically and probably incredible home selling skills, right? Yeah. I mean, to buy everyone coffee for like a whole freaking day. So he won me over. Craig Wallace Group, you know, I'd be happy to shake your hand, look you in the eye. And you know what I will tell you if that were to happen is I'd say, hey, thank you for the coffee. I appreciate it. And you know what? I'm going to come around. I can be bought with coffee. I'm going to slow down. And probably more. I mean, I slow down already, but I guess I'm not going to take it personal.
Okay.
Does this sound like old man shit? You know, I went to Santa Barbara. I went to a college this weekend. Like,
yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I interviewed some of the best club promoters in Santa Barbara. Like, these dudes are, they have like the best club in a 200 mile radius. The biggest, definitely. And they get crazy acts. And so I think that's going to be my yin to this yang right here. It's such an old argument, dude. Before we get to Santa Barbara, so Craig Wallace, thank you for the coffee. You know how to speak to me.
What's up? In coffee, not in signs.
He's a better giver of coffee and probably a home seller than motivational writing. If he even had the writing credits for this.
There you go.
So yeah, that's what's up, Fonz.
Take a drink, Walt.
I'm gonna take a drink. And you know what? I'm gonna, well, not on the carpet, but I'll fake pour some drink for the great Chuck Berry.
Oh yeah, Chuck Berry, dude.
Rest, you know, let's cheers and drink to cheers Chuck Berry.
To Chuck Berry.
The American badass.
So we all know Chuck Berry passed away. Uh-huh. Rest in peace. But this music is out of this world.
Incredible.
Out of this world. Like, hands down. I'm talking about literally it's out of this
world.
Oh,
like physically?
It's physically out of this world. It's not only out of this world, it's out of this planet. Well, out of this world, it's out of this universe. No, solar system.
No
way. It's out of our solar system. It's gone interstellar now.
Chuck Berry's
music is out of this solar system.
How?
Voyager 1, NASA, back in, I don't know, a long time ago, the 60s, 70s, 80s, somewhere, they made a like satellite, Voyager 1, and they sent it out. So in the satellite, they're trying to like, it still sends signals back to us, right? So right now, it's actually out of our solar system. So it's been flying for 20, 30 years, something like that,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh, that is so freaking awesome.
So Voyager 1 has a bunch of music, it has a bunch of stuff. Representing humanity, and Chuck Berry's song "Johnny B. Goode" is on Voyager 1. So not only did it people say John Lennon said something about if rock and roll had a different name, it could be called Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Something like that, right?
If you try to give rock and roll another name, you might call it Chuck Berry.
So. His music is gone. So it's a disc with a bunch of different kinds of music.
What, imagine 70? So like a cassette or a record?
It looks like a CD.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a big gold CD and it has a bunch of music on there. It has Bach and Beethoven.
And Chuck Berry.
It has Peruvian, pan
whistles.
Yeah, the little whistle things, and mariachi. There's a mariachi song on there, and a bunch of other stuff like a mom kissing a baby sound, a bunch of like pictures and like writings of.
So it's got some like legit historic represent stuff that represents like world culture.
Yeah,
and Chuck Berry's
the
in
planet. It represents the planet, and Chuck Berry's song is on there.
Do you know what song? Oh, Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah.
Oh.
So how crazy is that, dude? That your music is like out of this world.
Yeah. We're gonna make it deeper in the world because I think a lot of our stuff is gonna end up in landfills. So it'll go the opposite way.
Deep in this world, yeah.
Deep in this world.
Yeah, it's gonna be like fossils.
Dude, that's awesome.
I thought that was
Chuck
super
Berry,
cool.
I mean, this guy to me personally, he's been so influential. You know, just when I first picked up a guitar and started learning it, it was just Johnny B. Goode. I mean, and then part of the reason is like who hasn't seen Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Right? And just like, dude, it's just
he never played with the band? Like his own band? Like, well, not never, but like when he would tour and stuff, he would get like a local band. Because they all knew Johnny B. Goode, or they all knew
the standards.
Was, yeah. So he would just pick up a local band and play. He'll play with them that night.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
Where he had like when he had his choice, he would pick places that had an Indian restaurant nearby. He loved Indian food.
I love that Indian food.
Yeah, he loved the Indian food. So he would pick an arena or something that had Indian food close by.
Wow, dude. Yeah, where is he from? St. Louis. St. Louis, Missouri, dude. Born October 18th, 1926.
Out of this world,
he died at
man.
90. Damn, that's freaking awesome. I'm looking at his hits, dude. Like, if you think of Johnny B. Goode, but like Memphis, Tennessee, You Never Can Tell, Nadine, You Never Can Tell. That's the one on, I think that brought him back to life with Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
You Never Can Tell. It's who's dancing? It's Uma Thurman and Travolta, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, yeah. Chuck Berry, man. RIP, American Badass. Dude, I mean, one of my favorites, my sleepy favorites is Memphis, Tennessee. There's like Carl Perkins does it too. I mean, this is old
everybody
rock and roll,
covers
man.
His music, man. Just
yeah.
It's amazing. It's pretty cool stuff.
I'll drink to that one more again, dude. Cheers to Chuck Berry, man. Thank you for all the inspiration. Good stuff. All right, let's take a break.
Whoa, whoa. You know, I'm almost grown. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school. They ain't said I broke no rules. I ain't never been in Dutch. I don't browse around too much. Don't bother me, leave me alone. Anyway, I'm almost grown. I don't run around with no mob. Got myself a little job. I'm gonna buy me a little car. Drive my girl in the park. Don't bother, sleep us alone. Anyway, we almost grown.
We are back. The pilot number 60. RIP Chuck Berry. Dude.
You're back. You made it.
Back. Nonsense. Traveled to Santa Barbara. Made it back. Fonz, it was incredible.
I'm so jealous.
Dude, let me tell you how this worked out. I'm so jealous. I was sitting here, March Madness. Everyone in the family, even little Walt. Mama Walt, Robin, everyone knows that third Thursday of March is that March Madness, March Mayhem. And I absolutely love college basketball. And it's great. And, I should start like this. I love the tournament. So every that first Thursday, it's awesome. Just like 16 games, 9-10 hours of just watching basketball and drinking booze. And there's only a few selected few who can dig that kind of stuff. Definitely not in the household because I haven't trained Walt yet. But, you know, that happened. And then my nephew goes to Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barbara. Chris, holla. I hit him up. Or we just happened to be talking. I go, hey, what are you doing Thursday? Do you have class? And he's like, no. I'm like, do you want to watch March Madness? And he's like, let's do it. Let's make it happen. And I was like, cool. So that he thought he was going to drive over here. I was like, no, I'll drive over there. I'll go visit you and we'll figure it out and we'll have a blast. And so of course, any road trip, I always think about the podcast. I think about what can we do for work? What kind of cool things are we missing out on? And so just Google searching, I came across this club called the Matrix, M8, the number eight, and then RX. So Matrix nightclub, and that's in Santa Barbara. There's like a lounge, and it's just a spot on the downtown area, or maybe it's not even downtown, State Street area. I'm not too familiar with Santa Barbara, so this is pretty fun to do and go check it out. So I got the confirmation from my nephew, and that kind of led to all these different things. It led to me reaching out to them, and very quickly they responded. They checked out our podcast. We must be doing something right, because they were down for us to come down and do an interview. I talked to a friend of the show who last year he lent us the R8, the Audi R8, and he's like, take it, man, take it, go on a freaking weekend drive, dude. Just take it, dude. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, go for it. So I hopped on the R8, you can't really pack that car. It's like a 2x2 foot square storage room in that car, and that's about it. But I grabbed my backpack and that led to that. And then these guys, Elliot and Nick from Matrix, reached out to me and they're like, yeah, come down, blah, blah, blah. And it was like literally the day before. They're like, yeah, we're open. Come in. We'll do an interview. The way it worked out, I asked for bottle service. I was curious how much bottle service was, because I figured I can surprise my nephew and give him that and all his friends. And the way it worked out, because I threw our podcast in there, and the way it worked out, they're like, dude, you guys, are we thinking about doing a show or what? And I was like, well, now I am. Heck yeah. Because yeah. I didn't know anything about it. And you know how a lot of stuff that we do, you know, we're fans of. We're not just doing it, you know, to make content. We're genuinely fans of what we, of the people that come on our show. So, I, you know, while speaking with them and saying like, you know, maybe in the future, but I want to go and check it out. I kind of went through their website, saw what they're doing, and saw that they're the only ones doing what they're doing. I didn't, to make things even better, I didn't realize how young these dudes are, man. These guys are awesome, creative. And I was just like, I called them back. I'm like, yeah, I won't be till Santa Barbara till like 9:00 at night, 9:30. Are you guys available for an interview? We just do a quick interview. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. So I freaking hopped on the freaking Audi R8 and freaking drove the 101. You went slamming, dude.
Iron Man? Iron Man that car?
Yup. I slammed all the favorites, dude. Like Jack Daniels, Johnny Watt. No, I'm just playing. I slammed all the favorites in regards to albums, like Bulletin Octane, the Revelry album, Social D, Social D, Danzig, Danzig 2, because I had just previously heard Danzig 1, but... I mean, I was just rocking driving over there. I couldn't help it. Just the R8 going to interview these dudes. I had to throw a little out like EDM music.
Nice.
So,
you're forgiven.
Thank you. No. It was beautiful. That drive there, dude. Was just it? Driving on that R8, the turns, everything. I cracked a smile, dude. Cause I was worried about time. Cause I don't want to be late for these guys.
Yeah.
But it's just, man, that R8 was beautiful.
It's pouring. It's purring.
Even better. My buddy, Big Al. Yeah. He was like, got nothing to do. I picked him up. We drove down to State Street. I ended up crashing at his pad, man. Thank you, Big Al. Thanks for the memories. And I just pulled in the Audi to a club.
But it was closed.
The club was closed, and I parked in the back, so no one really saw the car. but you know what? These guys are phenomenal, man. These guys, it's a 3-story club. It's the only one. It's the biggest one. It's the best one in a 200-mile radius. I had an incredible interview with these guys. To top it off, I show up. Oh, shoot, I completely forgot. To top it off, I show up, and these dudes are like, hey, do you guys want to just catch the band next door before you do an interview? Maybe drink a couple brews, check out the band? I was like, yeah, sure. What's next door? And freaking Unwritten Law is playing next door. So he gets us in. We go in and watch me and Big Al just watching Unwritten Law, dude. And,
wow.
And it's a Wednesday night, so the crowd isn't that big. So we're just up close and personal. And like, I remember Unwritten Law like back in the pop punk, when pop punk was barely coming out, you know?
Yeah.
And, there were a couple that were like, that I liked, that, you know, they're kind of kick-ass. You know what I mean? Like in that continuum of hardcore punk all the way to actual pop, you know, they were more on the right toward actual punk than pop punk. So, but regardless, I liked them, and I liked them then. And it was just a cool treat to just watch him with not a lot of people and just chilling, dude. It's a Wednesday night, the night before March Madness.
Night before your favorite days starting.
Uh-huh.
In an R8, driving to Santa Barbara. It's like, it sounds like you're like trying to make a movie or something.
It's exactly what it felt like. It was surreal, dude. It was pretty cool. It was freaking awesome. And then these dudes are so awesome, dude. Nick and Elliot. And so we're just hanging out in the club. They got a little Nerf basketball hoops. So we're just shooting, dude, and just awesome. Drinking away. And I want to let you guys hear this interview. If you guys go to Santa Barbara and you're going to go check out the nightlife, make that the first, or maybe the last stop, but make that the main event of your night. These cats are very creative with what they're doing. There's, you know, the fact that they're so young and so how they're able to pull it off, because it's not the only one. There's a bunch of places to drink and a lot of different bars in town, but it works well. It's an old building. There's stories behind the building, spooky stories, risque stories. It's just an old building with a lot of history, and those guys came up on it and they're doing a fantastic job. So Nick and Elliot, my apologies. I made it into the next night. You know, I'm supposed to go and get in and get on the guest list and hang out with these dudes. And they're going to show me what it's like, so I can really report what that club, how it goes down. And so I, 9 hours of basketball, well, drinking with these dudes, and then wake up the next morning, 9 hours of basketball. I went to bed at 10 at night, dude, passed out. Woke up the next morning and just came home. So I owe you guys, please don't forget about us. We come back again. Hopefully we can make that happen. But anyway, thank you for the hospitality. So guys, 409 State Street. If you guys make it to Santa Barbara, go check out this interview. It's awesome. These dudes are cool. And rock and roll. I'm with Elliot and Nick, and these guys work at The Matrix out here in Santa Barbara. By the way, I just got here to do an interview, and we got a little bit sidetracked with Unwritten Law. What the fuck was that about?
I got a little bit sidetracked myself.
Wait, how did that happen? Elliot, thanks a lot, man. Of course. That, like, brought me back to, like, my youth.
I know,
like,
2005, 2000. They have their moments.
They have their moments. You guys have your moments. You guys help make Matrix happen here, right, in Santa Barbara?
Yes, sir.
So, how did Matrix get started? Were you guys the forefront of that?
I was there for the forefront. Nick right here, I brought him on as my lead promoter.
So I used to be a DJ where he used to work before, and then when he came over here, I came over with him, and so the story goes.
Tell our listeners about the Matrix, or the vibe here.
The vibe, you know, Matrix started, as we like to call him, the architect.
Matty Moore.
In 2012, someone asked him to name this building if he ever started a club here. He wrote on a napkin, and he drew the logo Matrix, and the rest is history.
Did he really draw that on a napkin?
He really drew that on a napkin, yeah. He still has a napkin too, himself.
Well, I think that's lightweight and credible, you know, a napkin drawing, and here we are sitting in a 3-4 nightclub. There it is.
There it is.
Nick, you're in college, right?
I am in college.
Most of my notes were on napkins, so, you know, there you go.
There you go.
I mean, at least it wasn't like a ply of toilet paper. That could have been legendary.
It could always be worse.
We do have 2-ply toilet paper here.
So you got, you know, everyone from now on, just come here because pay the cover because there's 2-ply in here. You're not going to get that cardboard.
Got great drinks. Don't forget that now. Great drinks.
Aside from the 2-ply and the great drinks, let's talk about the club. What do you guys got? What are you guys looking forward to here at the club in the spring and in the summer?
Okay, so let's see. We got Dirty Audio on April 15th, Lexi Pantera. We got EDX, one of the legends. Quicks, one of the up-and-comers. Goshfather, Convex for Alumni Weekend. Am I missing anything?
That's about it.
I think I got it all. Oh, yeah. Fate Fridays. Fate Fridays as well. So we're focusing. We got this new weekly coming up on Fridays, every single Friday. And it's focused on up-and-comers out of LA, all of that rising EDM talent, trying to get them just before they pop.
We're trying to take the Space Yacht experience and bring it up here.
Yeah, so we're taking the
Matrix is the closest thing you can get to an LA club. Yeah. We have the LED screen. We have 3 floors. We have about 45 lights going off on a good night.
I mean, I think you're forgetting. You mentioned that we're the biggest club. Well, not the biggest, but the newest club for 300 miles, something like that.
We are
miles.
The newest, and we are the biggest club.
Yeah,
we are the only 3-story club in Santa Barbara with the most updated system, lights, sound, everything like that.
And this actually used to be a different venue. We've only been open for about 10 months now. So about 10 months ago, we took the old venue. I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but Blind Tiger. Put a whole bunch of lighting and sound into it, and here we are at the Matrix 10 months later, and we're hitting it strong.
You know, it seems like this is that's what separates you guys from everything else over here on State Street. State Street, Santa Barbara, Matrix in Santa Barbara. Tell me about a time when this club was off the hook. It might have been yesterday, but can you guys remember, like, a recount? A pretty funny story.
We've had a few shows. Luca Lush.
Oh. Stafford?
Stafford
Brothers. So what happened? What made it Stafford insane? Tell us our listeners.
Well, I think the Stafford Brothers would be the best one. Man, we had kangaroo floaties flying around. The CO2 cannons are blasting. People are taking drinks out of the tails of kangaroos. Those guys
literally took over, and we gave them the reins. We said, you take your kangaroos, and you ride that shit through the brush. Those guys were like pouring shots of Fireball through kangaroo beer bongs.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I mean, it was an insane night. We've had Lucky Lou here. He used to DJ for LMFAO.
Yeah.
That was wild. It was the same concept. We've also Lexi Pantera, who's coming back again. She was here. We had a twerk contest.
How about the OT Genesis show?
We had OT Genesis here. That was great. So, he came out and performed some songs and, like, gave it a little.
You gotta cut it.
Yeah, he did a freestyle of, like, Santa Barbara, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, Santa Barbara, there's a big college here, UCSB.
There's actually two colleges.
What?
UCSB.
There's actually three.
Oh, well, Antioch as well.
So we have UCSB, SBCC, Westmont.
How big is that college scene to State Street or to Santa Monica, Santa Barbara at nightlife?
It's a huge deal.
I would say that Thursdays, college night, are one of our biggest nights. I mean, Saturdays are rocket too, that's for sure.
Definitely, college night is one of the biggest nights on State Street. You go to any club down on State Street, you get a different vibe from any club. We're trying to provide that Vegas, that LA feel.
But, I mean, let me put it to you this way. So, I run promotions for Matrix, and so every single Thursday, we're doing buses. And when I'm out in Isla Vista, which is like the big college town, it's a little bit farther north than where we're at right now. But I would say there's anywhere from 15 to 20 70-person buses running from Isla Vista downtown every single Thursday.
Wow.
I mean, it's hard to sustain three nightclubs and I think it's 19 bars within three square miles.
God. Yes.
So it's rocking. Yeah.
Holy shit. So, dude, you bus in college kids.
Yeah.
They just stumble in here. Actually, walk in here, stumble out. What kind of crazy shit do you catch these college kids doing in here? Anything notable? What kind of nonsense goes on?
The nonsense is
studying, right? That's what you find.
They're all studying something.
I'm supposed to be studying right now.
Yeah.
Nick, maximum respect. I know you told me before we started recording, you got a big giant test.
I got a midterm at 9:30 tomorrow.
What did you say?
The biology of human sexuality.
And I told you, not knowledge without mileage equals bullshit. And you're over here podcasting. There's no way you're going to get mileage.
Well, you know, I went to the review session and went to the Unwritten Law concert, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Okay, so what kind of crazy stuff do you find kids here doing?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can't say.
Actually, there's a lot of stuff you can say. This is all...
I'll tell you what. On college night, our security gets put to work.
Yeah, they really do.
Those guys work.
Is there anything notable? Was there someone sleeping?
We've dealt with the sleeping. We've dealt with...
The sleeper.
We've dealt with the sleepers.
The defecator?
Not so often. No, we don't really. I don't think that's
right. Oh, they're not truly living the college experience.
I will say I have been at the bottom of the reins, and let me tell you, the women's restroom, even on college night.
The women's, huh?
I don't know what's going on, but jeez Louise.
Oh, well, girls, come
those
on.
Those girls tear that up.
They need to put Febreze in their purse just in case. No, I joke. But it goes down. I absolutely, when I walked in here and met you guys, it's a great venue. I know tonight's a down night, which is why we can have this podcast, but
Wednesday.
Tomorrow is going to be nonsense.
We start up Thursday.
Tomorrow's going to be crazy.
Thursday, Saturdays for Santa Barbara. Those are the nights.
Oh, what?
We're building an empire on Friday. We're going to take over Friday. The town, it's...
The whole town
is a little mellow.
Yeah, the whole town has been slow on Fridays, so that's kind of the whole goal of this whole Fate Fridays
thing. We want to have something going every hour of the night.
Exactly.
Nice. What? Not only do you guys have entertainment down, you guys are very creative, and you guys are doing a great job. But not only that, but you guys.
Shout out to our graphic designers. I gotta say, they're killing it right now.
Are they?
Oh yeah.
Who are they?
We have a team.
Yeah, we have a few.
The Matrix team just...
Also, shout out to our 3D motion graphics guy. You know, we have the only LED wall on State Street, and that boy is insane. He's 22, and he's putting down graphics he's 35 and working for the biggest company in the world.
Nick, you're from the Bay.
I'm from the Bay. Yes.
And Elliot, you're from Santa Barbara.
I'm from Santa Barbara. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Are you a 49er or a Raider fan?
I'm a Packer fan. Actually.
Okay.
Believe it or not, yeah, my mom's from Wisconsin, so I grew up watching the Packers.
So, awesome. But like I said, you guys are very creative. You guys have a great thing going. But not only that, to make things even better, you guys sit on a pretty old venue, right?
Oh. Yes, we do.
This
tell us about this place. What's the history? What's the history behind this?
You want to tell this one?
This building was built 1800s.
It's actually
a national landmark.
Hold up.
If you look up on the internet, and you go 409 State Street, Santa Barbara, you'll see some history about it.
I also want to say that, I don't know if there's any Pokemon Go fans out there, but we're a hot spot for Pokemon Go right here. We actually got our own marker, the whole nine.
So like, if it's really worth it to you, you'll pay the cover to just get a bunch of freaking
collect those.
Yeah, all kinds of coins out here.
This building definitely has some history.
I feel like what it used to be. So this place, I don't know exactly the time frame, but for sure, this used to be a brothel. That was one history that I definitely know.
It turned into a hotel. After a hotel.
I feel like those two industries kind of work well. They work well, right?
Nightclub in there as well.
I'm sure the park industry, the park game was thankful for that.
I will not lie to you either. I've working here and then knowing the GMs from the past clubs that worked here, there's definitely some paranormal activity as well.
Oh, wow. I've seen some things.
I mean, if I do not close this club unless I have someone with me. That's how weird it gets.
How old are you?
30 years old. And I'm still like, holy shit.
You don't believe in ghosts?
I do.
You don't believe
in ghosts.
Supernatural?
I'm just not scared of ghosts.
Because why?
Like, because you're in college,
you need to quantify things?
No, I grew up with it. I grew up in a house that was super haunted.
Go on the third floor at 3 a.m. and then tell me. I've had, my security is, I pride it on very,
I want you to remember, though.
Today.
I was the boy sweeping the floors not that long ago, man.
Today, you guys are haunted with this horrible podcast from that area. But you know what is horrible? Not having a full stock bar. You guys have a full stock bar here?
We do.
Sometimes there's like laws and regulations about like beer and wine. You guys have a full stock bar?
We do.
Everything. Mixed drink champagne.
What are the college kids drinking these days? I mean, I'm literally an old man. I got a fireplace. I got whiskey and I got Budweiser. And then I'm pretty much like, I'm pissed at people college, who pass the speed limit. What are the kids drinking?
College night. I mean, it's in this whole town. It's AMFs.
Girls or for boys, for everybody?
It's basically the four liquor drinks. You want a Tokyo Tea, you get a Tokyo Tea. You want an AMF, you get an AMF. You want a Long Island, you get a Long Island. We get a lot of, can I have my Long Island with some extra alcohol?
It's
like, girl, you're already getting the alcohol you need to. Like, what do you want me to do? Not add the Coca-Cola? Like, it's like, if you... Let me just give you, like...
I'll tell you what.
Let me just give you five shots.
There's a lot of mules. There's a lot of mules. There's a lot of... People like to ask for the Amaretto Sour, even though they don't really know what it is.
So you guys are having, you guys mentioned earlier, you guys are hosting Warren G, right? He's going to be here.
He will be here Memorial Day weekend.
Do you know that there is a Long Beach iced tea? As opposed to a Long Island iced tea, which you can bring up to him if you have
Jesse. You're the bartender here.
Well, I know there's a LA Water.
LA, tell me about this LA Water.
Let me tell you about the Long Beach iced tea. Hence, you're having more juice. It's very complicated. You sub the soda for cranberry juice.
Oh, I like that.
And that's it.
That's it.
Throw that on the menu.
I mean, I guess we'll have to Warren G that night.
You'll have to call it the Warren G.
We'll just call it the Warren G. Instead of $12, we'll just do it for $10.
What is the Santa Barbara nightlife like? Someone comes here, I feel like a lot of people, at least where I'm from, they're like, I'm going to Santa Barbara for the weekend. What should they expect?
If you want the whole package, it's Santa Barbara nightlife is packed into three blocks. You can get your taste of three different worlds. You have your 400, your 500, and your 600 block. I mean, you're basically... You can start anywhere, and you can finish anywhere. But what I say is, don't spend your whole night at one spot. Experience everything you can while you're here.
In the 400, 500, and 600 block.
Yeah. A lot of people come here, and they only stay at one spot. But you can get the best of all worlds by just cruising the streets. And everybody is ready to hook you up. Everybody is ready to give you a good time.
Yeah, it's hungry out here, that's for sure. Well,
I think that holds true, man, because this podcast was interrupted by Unwritten Law, and you're like, hey, man, let's go to Unwritten Law.
Let's go.
Time.
On a Wednesday, too. I mean, it's actually quite surprising. I think we're probably one of the most underrated towns right now.
Yeah,
and also, the EDM scene specifically has been blowing up here, like, craziness.
EDM is where it's at. But you know what else too is blowing up? Because you guys freaking hosted them on a Wednesday night. That's a Walter and Fawn show, man. Guys, is there how do people find you guys on social media?
Come find us www.matrixsb.com. Find us on Facebook, MatrixSB.
Or you can check out my events company at Sound and Society.
soundandsociety.com. They are taking over the Santa Barbara scene. Sweet. They are bringing one of the greatest acts into town repeatedly. Those are our boys.
Yeah.
It seems like this bar is taking over. The people are flooding.
We're trying to take over.
I think we got to go, man. There's a lot of people coming in. Elliot, anything I failed to bring up that maybe you would like to talk about?
I just want to add, you know, Matrix is the future of nightlife. It's the Alpha and the Omega. The end and the beginning. Everything you need for entertainment is right here at 409 State Street.